KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, Glenwood hosting its Ram Co-Ed Relays track and field meet last night. Let's take a look at the boys' results first. Last night, Glenwood won their own meet with 136.5 points. Ames placing second with 111. Sioux City North with 98 was third. Lewis Central fourth with 70 points. Atlantic had 60.5 points, good for fifth place in that 11-team meet last night. Among the champs, Brett Daly of Trainer won the 100-meter dash. The 200-meter event, Maverick Decker of Glenwood was the titleist. Nate Kennedy of Glenwood took the 400-meter dash last night. Also locally, Grant Reed of Atlantic, the champ in the 110-meter high hurdles, also last evening. Locally, it was Brett Daly of Trainer winning the 400-meter hurdle title. Sam Phillips of Fremont Mills took the discus championship. Also, Dane Theobald of Lewis Central won the shot put event. In the relays, among the area winners, Glenwood took the 4x400-meter and the 4x800-meter. Glenwood also a champ in the shuttle hurdle relay and the sprint medley relay as well last night. On the girls' side, Abraham Lincoln was the champion with 125 points. With 122, Glenwood was a close second. Shenandoah third with 98, Thomas Jefferson 91, and Sioux City North 76 round out the top five. Atlantic had 25 points for 10th place last night. Among the area winners in last night's track and field meet, on the girls' side, Danielle Hardcastle of Glenwood took the 800-meter event last night. Shenandoah's Claire Campbell, a winner in the 1,500 meters. Jeanette Schraft of East Mills wins the 3,000. Clara Schaff of Fremont Mills, champ in the 400-meter hurdles last night. Megan Whitty of Lewis Central wins the high jump events. Lewis Central's Katie Jones, a champion in the shot put last night as well. Glenwood's teams took the 4x400 and 4x800-meter relays. Fremont Mills was a champ in the shuttle hurdle relay. East Mills also winning the distance medley relay in that event last night. Also last night up in Woodbine, it was the Hummel Relays boys track and field meet. The team scoring looks like this. It was Missouri Valley winning with 149 points. Boyer Valley with 117 was second. Woodbine was third with 98. West Harrison, Logan Magnolia, Riverside, Charter Oak Ute round out the rest of the field. Among the champs in the sprint medley, West Harrison wins it. Connor Garrett of Boyer Valley wins the 3,200 meters. The 4x8 relay, Logan Magnolia, the champ. Riverside wins the 4x100-meter shuttle hurdle relay last night. Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley, a champ in the 100-meter dash. Missouri Valley took the sprint medley relay title. Zach Ambrose wins the 400 meters from Boyer Valley. Missouri Valley's team took the 4x200-meter. Boyer Valley's Tyler Brummer wins the 110 hurdles. Joe Weber of Boyer Valley won the 800 meters. Caleb Winterhouse of Missouri Valley, the champ, in the 200-meter dash. 400 hurdles went to Preston Davis of West Harrison. Boyer Valley's Connor Garrett wins the 1,600-meter. Also in the relays last night, Woodbine took the 4x100. Riverside wins the 4x100-meter relay event last night also. And also it was the 4x400-meter relay championship going to Missouri Valley last night. Let's take a look at the some of the other high school sports from around the area. Yesterday in boys golf, it was Atlantic over Harlan, 149-165. Atlantic had Jake Olson win medalist honors, shooting the low round at 35. Matt Gearhart was the runner-up, shooting 37 for the Trojans. Kemper Catholic beat Lewis Central 162-188. Southwest Iowa over East Mills and Heartland Christian, shooting a 199. East Mills a 217, Heartland Christian a 228. AHSTW down Griswold 165-195. Brandon Osbar of AHSTW was medalist with a 38. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 192-213. IKM Manning over Tri-Center 177-195. It was Gilbert defeating three other teams in a quad meet last night. Gilbert with a 163. Perry a 181. West Central Valley 207. Nottoway Valley didn't have a full team score. Also in boys golf, the Rolling Valley Conference Championships held at Woodbine yesterday saw Exira EHK win the boys title, shooting a 165. Coon Rapids Bayard at 172 was the runner-up. Cam with a 187 was third. Glidden-Ralston, Woodbine, Boyer Valley, Charter Oak Ute, the rest of the field. Individually, Everett Carroll of Exira EHK was medalist with a 36. Colton Lenz of Coon Rapids Bayard shot 37. Gage Lauritsen of Exira EHK was third with a 41. Tyler Cupp of Cam shot 41 for fourth place. Grant Kinkle of Boyer Valley with a 43 was fifth. Isaac McAllister of Cam shot 43 for sixth place. Sam Brandt of Glen Ralston was seventh with a 43. Chris Paulson of Exira EHK and his teammate William Carroll each shot 44 as they were eighth and ninth yesterday in that meet. Also on the girls' side in golf action yesterday, it was Atlantic over Harlan, 195 to 217. Brooke Newell of Atlantic Medalist shooting a 41. Kemper Catholic beat Lewis Central, 183 to 245. Denison over Cherokee, 223 to 241. Southwest Iowa beat East Mills and Heartland Christian shooting a 210. East Mills a 231. Heartland Christian didn't have a full team score. AHSTW got by Griswold, 222 to 232. Allie Heppner of AHSTW medalist with a 52. Tri-Center beat IKM Manning 216 to 221. Trainer over Missouri Valley 179 to 258. And Gilbert won a four-team meet with a 175, beating Perry at 204. And West Central Valley at 262. And Nottoway Valley, who shot a 270. In the girls' Rolling Valley Conference meet at Coon Rapids yesterday, it was Booyer Valley winning with a 198 total. Cam a 213 for second. Exira EHK shot 220 for third. Woodbine a 249 for fourth. Charter Oak Ute, Glidden Ralston, Coon Rapids Bayard the rest of the field. Individually, Abby Miller of Booyer Valley was medalist with a 45. Sammy Jotty and Erica Stender, both of Cam, shot 46 for second and third place. Anna Puck of Booyer Valley a 47 for fourth. Katie O'Day of Booyer Valley shot 50 for fifth place. Exira EHK had the next three golfers, with Mara Burmeister shooting a 54, Brooke Schwery also a 54, and J.C. Antofer a 55 yesterday for the Spartans. In high school tennis yesterday, in girls' action, Harlan defeated Atlantic 7-2. Atlantic getting wins from Carly Westphalen in singles and the doubles team of Gina Brosom and Emma Templeton. Shenandoah beat Southwest Valley 8-1. Kemper Catholic over Lewis Central 5-4. Denison beat Abe Lincoln 7-2. Ballard over Creston 9-0. In boys' tennis, Atlantic is 7-2 winner over Harlan. Atlantic getting wins from Cooper McDermott, Niall Peterson, Caleb Florey, Caleb Williams, also the doubles teams of Grant Podaisky and McDermott and Luke Hohenberger and Peterson and Florey and Williams also teamed up to help sweep the doubles. Shenandoah beat Southwest Valley 5-4. Denison over St. Albert 8-1. Thomas Jefferson beat Audubon 7-2 yesterday. In high school soccer last night, in girls' action, Atlantic, a 3-0 winner over Missouri Valley. Underwood beat AHSTW 2-0. Tri-Center over Harlan 3-0. Glenwood beat Trainer 8-2. Kemper Catholic 1-0 over Carroll. Ballard beat Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, ACGC 4-3. In boys' soccer, it was Atlantic edging Creston in overtime 3-2. AHSTW beat Underwood 5-0. Kemper Catholic 5-0 over Carroll last night. In baseball, Matt Davidson had two hits and three RBIs in an eight-run sixth inning as Chicago's highest-scoring inning in 5 years, and the White Sox routed the struggling Kansas City Royals 12-1 last night. Also in the American League, Baltimore beat Tampa Bay 6-3, Minnesota over Texas 3-2, the Angels over Toronto 2-1. In the National League, it was the Cubs over the Pirates 14-3, Milwaukee 11-7 over Cincinnati. Colorado beat Washington 8-4, Arizona topping San Diego 7-6, San Francisco beat the LA Dodgers 2-1. In Pacific Coast League play, it was Round Rock over Iowa 9-2, New Orleans beat Omaha 4-1. Well, the Golden State Warriors have ousted the Portland Trail Blazers from the opening round of the NBA playoffs with one of the greatest first quarters in postseason history. The Warriors led 45-22 after the first period and capped a four-game sweep, coasting to a 128-103 rout of the Blazers. Golden State tied an NBA playoff mark for points in an opening period 2 years after the Rockets did it to the Warriors. Elsewhere in the NBA last night, Norm Powell poured in a career playoff high 25, and the Raptors took a three-games-to-two lead with a 118-93 trouncing of the visiting Milwaukee Bucks. Dwight Howard had a double-double by halftime and finished with 16 points and 15 rebounds as the Atlanta Hawks topped the visiting Wizards 111-101, knotting that series at 2 games apiece. It's a race against time for the Iowa offense as the Hawkeyes look to improve a passing game that ranked near the bottom in the country last season. The Hawkeyes didn't settle on a starting quarterback during spring drills, and a lack of depth at receiver had offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz looking at a variety of formations.
It's forced us to maybe get to certain concepts more ways, to try to be a little bit more creative with how you're featuring one guy or one concept, because you don't want it to look the same every snap. Right, even though it is the same every snap. So just a little bit sleight of hand. And I think that's been good for us. And, you know, it's forced us to be a little bit more diverse in our formations.
The Hawkeyes are looking to boost a passing attack that ranked 117th out of 128 games in the FBS last year. But with several new coaches on offense, the work will continue throughout the summer. In racing news, Jimmy Johnson picked up his second consecutive Monster Energy Cup win, taking the rain-delayed race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Johnson grabbed the lead for good with 20 laps to go and finished 1.2 seconds ahead of Clint Bowyer. Seven-time Cup champion now has 82 career victories, one behind Cale Yarborough for sixth on the all-time wins list. Johnson's only other win at Bristol came 10 years ago. Kevin Harvick was third, followed by Matt Kenseth, Joey Logano, and pole sitter Kyle Larson in yesterday's race. And records could be in jeopardy tonight when the Drake Relays begins with the Grand Blue Mile in the streets of downtown Des Moines. Clayton Murphy headlines the men's field after winning bronze in the 800 at the Rio Olympics.
He'll face the 2012 Olympic silver medals for 1,500 meters, Leo Manzano, the defending champion, Chad Noel, and a host of athletes, a field just over 20 athletes, including more than 15 who have run under 4 minutes for the mile. So it will be likely our deepest and best assembled mile field in the history of the Grand Blue Mile.
That's Drake Relays director Blake Bolden. Shannon Roberry is the American record holder in the 1,500 and 5,000 meters and is one of the top competitors in the women's race. Bolden says it's likely the record in the women's race will fall. The Grand Blue Mile also serves as the one-mile road race national championship for USA Track and Field. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.